Hello?
Yes,
hi, this is Charlie. Just to let you know that we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers this survey. So, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What direction is it headed?
Yep. Are you, like...
Wait a minute. I know the question. Well, what direction is it headed to?
Well, let's say that we are talking about how the person in charge is handling their job, basically. Are you
Joe Biden?
Yes, correct.
I think he fell asleep at the steering wheel.
So, well, in that case, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you for letting me know, sir. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues to you are, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means this is not an important issue, and 10 means that it is a really important issue? What about the immigration?
Immigration?
Yep.
I think that's a 7.
7. Thank you so much. What about racism and discrimination?
I think that's a 9.
What about student loan debt?
I think it's a 6.
What about jobs and wages?
And 10 is a what?
Jobs and wages.
No, what's the number 10? It means that they're doing good?
No, 10 means that this is a very important issue. 0, this is a not important issue.
So 10 means it's very important.
Yeah, that's right.
A number 10.
Thank you so much. What about crime and violence?
A 10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
A 10.
Abortion rights?
A 5.
What about healthcare?
A 10.
What about democracy?
7.
What about climate change?
What?
Climate change.
Don't understand.
Yeah. What about climate change?
Oh, climate change.
Yeah, that is correct. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Climate change. I think that's about an 8.
What about K-12 education?
What are you asking me? How do I feel about our education system?
Yep.
8.
What about criminal justice reform?
Shit. A 5.
What about voting rights?
A what?
Voting rights.
An 8.
What about reproductive freedom?
8.
Thank you so much. Now, sir, what about, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes some things comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
A number 20. A 10 ain't enough. I'm a vote.
Okay, so it will be a 10 two times, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What is your race, sir?
I'm African American.
Thank you so much. are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered.
Thank you so much.
I used to be in the military.
Oh, okay. Good to know, sir. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I think of myself as a male.
Thank you so much. What is the, your year of birth?
What is my what?
Year of birth.
62.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you asked me, does my vote matter?
Well, no. The question basically is that how much power do you think your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
10.
From 0 to 10. It is a 10?
Yes.
Thank you so much. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Once again, from 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just please let me know that. What about Kamala Harris? From 0 to 10, how very warm and favorable you think of her?